Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago winters can be tough. Snow, ice, and freezing temps make every drive a challenge. If you're thinking it's time for a new Chevy, you're right. Your local Chevy dealer has the perfect vehicle to keep you safe and confident on the road. From heavy-duty performance to everyday versatility, Chevy has you covered. The Silverado offers unmatched power. The Equinox and Blazer provide all-weather confidence. Need room for the whole crew? Check out the Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban. Or go for the sporty, city-friendly Trax, perfect for navigating winter streets. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com to explore the latest models, find special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and even start shopping online. Don't let winter slow you down. Find your next Chevy today at ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
9:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. As I said before, there is a state high school for public school, a championship tournament. And you're aware of that, Jeremy. Did you play in that?
No, we never played it.
You never played the playoffs?
My school wasn't, back then, our team wasn't. I told you this story. Our starting center was 5'9", dude. Okay. The tallest guy on our team was 6'1".
Well, the way it's done today, you might still get in there because it's like, it's expanded.
That's great.
It's expanded big time. Well, the one thing about being in a private school, the one thing I always felt cheated on is that I never had a chance to win a state championship. You can win your conference championship, but then it's over. You can win a national championship. But you couldn't win a state championship. Well, a group of people did something about that about 3 years ago to try to bring that to us. And one of the guys that's on that board is Mark Stern. What's going on, Mark?
Rob, how we doing, sir?
Doing well, doing well. Jeremy Kahn here with you, also joining us from the Window Nation guest hotline. Mark, tell
how's
the folks.
How's it going, Jeremy?
I'm good, man. Thanks for joining us.
Tell absolutely the folks in Baltimore a little bit more about this tournament, because I don't think a lot of people know about it.
Yeah, we're doing our best to promote this thing and get this thing booming. But like you mentioned a minute ago, a few years ago, Maryland, to my knowledge, is the only state in the country that does not have a championship that private schools can participate in, whether that means it's exclusively private or privates and publics are combined together. So 3 years ago, a group of there was four of us, Marcus Helton, Colby Guacameno, a Baltimore guy, and Houston Wilson, grouped together and formed the Maryland Private School State Basketball Tournament, which the first year was only boys. The second year, I joined Blair Mills, Meredith Davis. We started the girls' side. So now we have both a boys' and girls' state championship. One of the dilemmas that we face is these teams aren't used to this. They're not used to their season extending into March. So we have to get these teams to buy into the fact that now your season is a couple weeks longer. It goes into spring sports. If you have kids that play lacrosse or baseball, now there's going to be a conflict for a week or two where they either have to choose one of the two or, I guess, try to play both. These coaches who are now used to their seasons ending in mid-February, mid to late February, now their job extends for a few weeks. Do they want to do that? Are they, you know, is that a priority for them to work for three extra weeks? So these are some of the dilemmas that we face in having this tournament.
Hey, one of the interesting things too, like, I love the fact when you get a chance to see the best play. And one thing I'll give Rob credit for, and I pat him on the back, is he's not afraid to play anyone anywhere. And I think that's how it should be. If you want to test yourself and push yourself, you want to play the best. And that's what you're getting here, is you're trying to create something where the best get to play, and then somebody gets to hang their hat and say, yeah, we are the best team in Maryland.
Absolutely. I mean, I will say this. We're very fortunate because on both the boys and girls side, all of the best teams are 100% locked in. Like, we don't – I'd say the top 10 teams are in. It becomes a little dicey when you get to the teams that maybe aren't that good, where basketball isn't a huge priority – and there's not a lot of buy-in, especially on the girls' side when it comes to that.
Yeah. Mark Stern joins us. He's from the Maryland private school state basketball tournament, going to his third year right now. Tell us the format for this year on both sides, the girls' and boys' sides.
So we got a very, very unique format on the boys' side. We have 15 teams, okay? And the first round is three games. So you got the 15 versus the 10, the 11 versus the 14, the 12 versus the 13. Versus the 13. The second round, the top four seeds get double byes.
Okay.
So we're talking about the Damathas, the Rock Creek Christian, or not Rock Creek, Mount Zions. Those teams get double byes. So the second round is then the 10 versus the 15 would play versus the 8, the 11 versus the 14 would play versus the 7, et cetera, et cetera. On the girls' side, and then once that round's over, then you have eight teams, and it becomes a very traditional tournament, quarterfinals, semifinals, finals. On the girls' side, we have nine teams this year, so the 8 versus the 9 will play in a play-in game, and the winner of that game will face McNamara, who's like top three in the country. And then, after that play-in game, that kind of reverts back to a traditional tournament with quarterfinals, semifinals, finals.
I love the fact that I told you this the other night. I love the 8-9 play-in because it gives one of those teams a chance to put a win on their resume in the state private school playoffs.
Yeah. Look, there's a lot of opportunities for people. And by the way, I love the fact that you brought up Kobe Jacobino because I taught him everything he knows. Great kid. No, I love that guy. But when you look at stuff like this, it's really cool to give people an opportunity. I know just from coaching high school basketball, and I was on the public school side for 2 years on JV and coaching kids in AAU and seeing all this, like, they get up for this stuff,
yeah,
and
do.
Giving them those opportunities, it's just another chance to get more eyes on you, which creates more opportunities.
Definitely. And speaking of getting more eyes on you, I'm very proud of this. In only our third year, we've reached an agreement with Monumental Sports, same channel that televises Wizards, Capitals, etc., and they will be live streaming all the semifinals and finals games of this tournament this year. So this should really kind of throw some gasoline on the fire from an exposure standpoint and kind of take this to the level that we're hoping it'll get to.
Mark, I appreciate all you do, man. There are a lot of high school basketball junkies out there. How can they follow you and also the Maryland private school tournament on social media?
Yeah, so on Twitter, it's at MDPSSBT, Maryland Private School State Basketball Tournament. On Instagram, it's the MDPSSBT. Website is MDPSSBT.com. And then my personal one is at Capital Hoops. I kind of do the same thing Colby does, Jeremy, down here in the DMV area.
Do you need me to come teach anything or no? I'm kidding. Nah, man.
Everything you forgot to teach Colby, I've been running Capital Hoops for 17 years now. So, I think I got it down packed for the most part.
I love what you're doing.
And he's an Oriole fan.
Yeah, I love it.
Oriole season ticket holder for a long time down here.
Hey, Mark, man, I appreciate it, man. I hope to see you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, gentlemen.
All right, buddy. 410-583-1057 is the number. It's just that's his life. You know Kobe. That's his life as well. And you're thankful for guys like this, guys like Al Shell, who runs 695 Hoops. The dude Afiba who runs the She Got Game,
yeah.
Because these people keep high school basketball alive, man. They give it it's they resuscitate it and keep it going.
I know we've been talking a lot about football players in the hotbed, and like Penn State loves to come recruit down here. A lot of teams do up and down the East Coast, but like I really do think that when I'm looking at basketball players, and great basketball players can come from anywhere, but I've said this. Baltimore guards, Chicago guards, and New York guards are just built different. There's just something about growing up in that city and playing against those types of players that kind of hardens you a little bit. And I mean that in a good way.
Kind of makes you, and I mean this in a good way too, makes you a little gully on the court.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you have a different swagger. Like, there are times somebody was, they were asking basketball players, how do you know somebody's a hooper at, like, the, I think it was the Rising Star stuff.
Uh-huh.
And they're all trying to answer it. And most of them said, the walk. And that's the first thing I thought about. I can walk into a gym and look and say, I'm not going to be definitive, like, that guy can't play, but I can tell you the ones
who
that can,
yeah,
just by watching them walk.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, no doubt about that. So it should be fun, man. I'll keep everybody posted to the sites and, man, and the matchups as well.
You know, the other thing is, like, I was happy. I was going to bring this up. We talked about Gravis Vasquez the other day. You know, he just got a job with Monumental.
Really?
Yeah, I'm happy for him.
I love Gravis.
But I'm still upset at Monumental because they had a gambling show that I was up for, and I interviewed with them twice over the phone, and then they asked me about, can you send us a this is so bad. Can you send us a screenshot or a headshot? And I'm like, yeah, I can send you one. So I sent one. She's like, are you like not willing to shave that beard? I said, lady, if I shaved my beard, you wouldn't even be talking to me. So they hired two pretty people and went with the show. I didn't even get a third call back. But I was a little upset. But again, I get it. You got to put this face on TV and a lot of people don't want to look at it. Sons of bitches. Monumental.
Well, you got your own gambling show here. It's called The Daily Line, and it's up next right here on The Fan.
Love. I went 5-0 in my top plays. And to be brutally honest, you really didn't have to sweat any of them, which is, look, I love a good gambling sweat, but I don't want to win money. Like, I don't, I'll take the blowout and the surefire win instead of sweating it out to the end because we've lost by the hook, we won by the hook, we've had games go to overtime, we have the under. And we have games that they don't foul at the end when we need a couple of fouls to get the over. But last night, I called it. Missouri over Alabama. What did I say yesterday?
Yep.
Alabama's really good, but sometimes they don't play defense. Missouri scored 110 points in a 40-minute game. Do you realize the pace of that game and how many shots have to go up for that to happen? And oh, by the way, it's not like Alabama was a slouch. I mean, they got their asses handed to them, but they kind of clawed back a little bit.
Yeah,
they scored 92.
Made it respectable.
I mean, it was an 18-point loss, right, and it was respectable. Was it 92 or 96 they scored? But either way, they covered, and that's the most important thing. I talked about my kryptonite being Penn State and how they've mistreated me, and they were in a perfect spot yesterday. So what'd they do? They finally did me right. They came out and handled business. They got a really tired Nebraska team that had been traveling. It's very difficult to travel from west to east and play those back-to-back road games, and I always look for those second spots to be places that we can attack if the money's right and everything else. You know, obviously, yeah. I like to look where the money's going. We also had, I mentioned the Lakers and Hornets game. It was funny because when I gave out the total in the morning, it was 221.5, and then it went up to 227.5, which probably means by that point in time they got somebody ruled in, like LeBron played and Mark Williams played and LaMelo was there and Luka played. And everybody's like, oh, my God, this one's going to go over the total. And I said, these teams, those dogs don't hunt after. Like, you can't come out and expect a Lakers team that just put together to play well. And they were a 12.5-point favorite and lost outright.
That was just a bad performance, man. It just.
And Charlotte's the same thing. LaMelo Ball takes some of the worst shots in this league, and some of them go in. But because he's on a bad team, he's like Jordan Poole 2.0. He's a really good player, but again, if he eliminates some of those bad shots he takes, I think he'd even be better. But that one went way under. The Lakers didn't even score 100 points. It was 197. Central Florida, Oklahoma State to go over 160.5. Those cats scored 90-some points in the first half. And the over in the New Mexico Boise State was probably the closest one I had, but down the stretch we hit it, and you knew it. So, very good night. It's nice. I love when people text me saying, hey, I hit this parlay. Somebody tried to Zelle me money for lunch, our buddy Will, because he said he hit a big parlay. This is why I love doing this. Now, ain't nobody care when you go 0-5. You know, you ain't getting any text. And if you do, they're not polite. So, where are we looking today with the NBA coming back? I don't think this is a great college slate tonight. I actually like the NBA games a little bit better. And we have one of the craziest totals we've seen all year long in an NBA game.
The one you just mentioned?
Yeah, to you. But I have another over that's pretty high. And in that game that has the highest total we've seen all year, I'm actually going to take a side. We'll talk about it in just a second. In the NBA, I like the Magic -3.5 against Atlanta. The Magic, when they're healthy, are a very good, sneaky team. Mm-hmm. Atlanta has troubles on the defensive end. The Magic do not. And I think they go on the road and beat the Hawks. Okay. They're favored by 3.5. Another one I'm going to give you, it's going to be a top play for me, is the Knicks and Bulls over 242.5. Both these teams play fast. You're just hoping the Bulls are knocking down shots and they're not like having one of those dreadful nights where they couldn't hit water if they fell out of a damn boat. But yeah, it's another game where I think we're going to get a really high tempo and a great pace. The best pace tonight, if you want to play with it, is the Pacers and the Grizzlies. Both of them are top five in pace in the league. The Grizzlies have become the number one team and surpassing the Bulls, who are still in the top five. The total in this game, 250.5. 250.5? Are we serious? And again, I would lean over in this game just because it's going to be so fast. The only concern with a high total like this is that you have that 1 3-minute stretch or that one quarter where it's like, yeah, they scored, you know, 55 points in the quarter, but I ain't do you no good when you need 250.5 of them.
No.
You know? So I think those are the types of things like I'll look at, but I do like the Pacers at home plus 2.5. I think they went outright tonight against the Grizzlies. And another top play for me, and I'll recap all the top plays. Lakers just lost last night. Now they're going to Portland. You know who was the hottest team down the stretch of the NBA run before the All-Star break? The damn Portland Trailblazers. And this is a bad spot. You've got Biggs there and Robert Williams back and DeAndre Ayton. Ayton's been playing his ass off. I don't know why he's trying to get a new contract, I guess, but some inspired basketball. And again, like the Lakers are going to be good. When you had the center thing fall apart with Mark Williams after the trade deadline, now you're stuck saying Jackson Hayes has to be our guy or we play small ball. And I think the Portland Trailblazers, very tough place to play, come out and not only cover the three, but win the game outright. And in college hoops, I do like Maryland tonight. It's a lean. I like UCSB, that's Santa Barbara out there in Cal, minus the 15. I like UTEP and Kennesaw State over the 149.5, or 148.5, excuse me. I should put my glasses on and read my own handwriting. At 5 o'clock today, a top play for me is going to be Marshall on the road at ODU. They're playing Old Dominion. I think Marshall is just a better team. And even though they're on the road at a 5 p.m. game, I'll gladly take them minus the 2.5 because I think they have a chance to win by double digits. And lastly, I like FAU minus 7.5. against Wichita State. So here's my top plays for the evening. My favorite play is probably going to be that Knicks Bulls over or the Blazers plus 3. I love both of those plays. I like Marshall a lot. That game is at 5 p.m., so if you're betting it, make sure you remember that. Minus the 2.5. FAU will be a top play for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm debating whether or not the Pacers plus 2.5 or UTEP Kennesaw State will be... I'm going to take the Pacers. So my top five, let me recap. I hate when I do this. Pacers plus 2.5, Knicks Bulls over, the Blazers, FAU and Marshall. There you go. Hopefully we get another 5-0.
There you go. Thank you very much, Jeremy Kahn. You know, we talked about this a little bit earlier. Joe LaCroix's encore at 9:45, along with the Black History Moment. We talked about this earlier. Tony Clark, who's over MLB Players Association, he took exception to Rob Manfred's claim that a work stoppage would be positive for Major League Baseball, which I agree with him. That's incredibly stupid. And I tried to support Rob Manfred in the past. But, Jeremy, you know what we need to look at?
What?
How much would a work stoppage actually hurt Major League Baseball, maybe even kill it?
I mean, and again, we're going to get into this, take some calls on it as well, but like, I don't like saying that a stoppage can be a good thing. It doesn't mean that you can't get together and hash it out, but what happens with a stoppage so many times?
Yeah.
You miss part of the season, it gets ugly, yeah, you piss the fans off, because what do we want? Like, when I guess now March, when it comes around, I want to go to opening day.
We want baseball. We'll talk about it up next right here on The Fan.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
9:30 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. MLB executive Tony Clark, exception to Commissioner Manfred's words of work stoppages can be positive for baseball. Jeremy, I would venture to say this. And this generation that we live in now that is so, the attention span is not very long.
Yeah.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Well, everything now today is, I want it and I want it now, and I don't want to wait for it. You know, like everything. Like you think about it, like, you don't want it. You want to go to a restaurant, but you don't want to go out. You DoorDash it. Like, you know, everything mm-hmm. now, you want it right away. You might pay more to have it shipped overnight or to get it sooner.
Absolutely.
So I think as we were talking about any sort of stoppage, I don't know how you can try to convince me it's a good thing.
I'll venture to say that the only professional sport that could survive, it wouldn't be positive, that could survive a work stoppage is the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't think hockey, baseball, or the NBA – I think they kill themselves if there's a work, especially if they're, and we're talking about a month or more. I think it's up to a month.
And to your point, though, like in saying they kill themselves, it could be something where you've dug such a deep hole to get back to where you were. It's mm-hmm. going to take multiple years to win fans is. Over. Think about baseball
ever.
When the steroid stuff went on, and I mean, you had Cal Ripken streak, and it's like, oh no, we don't like steroids. We'll test it. They were all on board for this home run chase where Sosa and Bonds and I mean just and McGuire and all these guys were hitting just bombs after bombs, and they were, you know, breaking into games to show you singular at bats for Barry Bonds. Everybody was on board with the steroid thing, even though they turned a blind eye to it. But again, like you, all these people that you won over with some of the new rules and the enforcements and how exciting the game yeah. is, and younger people are falling in love with it. I think you might push them away.
Yeah, I mean, I do as well. I mean, you have a generation of people who are just coming back or just coming to baseball for the first time. I know several people in their mid to late 20s are saying they're just starting to watch baseball for the first time ever.
Well, like you even
consistently.
Heard Rob Bradford, who is a former Red Sox and Red Sox player, and does he had a radio show up in Boston. You know, he was on
Rob Bradford.
Yeah. Former relief pitcher.
Okay.
But they ran a commercial today for his podcast. Baseball isn't boring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many people do you talk to and go, I don't like baseball, it's boring? It's a little bit of a slower game, but there's an appreciation to it, to just watching.
Yeah.
I don't want to say gamesmanship, but the singular bats. Like, you've got mano a mano, pitcher versus batter, and then you have the backup to help him to see what goes on. And I just, there's something beautiful about that sport that I grew up in.
There's a strategy that you can't find in any other sport. Honestly,
there's a reason why their all-star game means something and the other ones don't. It's just a different brand. Like, those guys are not going to come in and say, oh, I'm going to bat from the left side of the plate here just to be cute. There, you know, whereas you might have somebody take a half-court jump shot, which they would never do in a regular game.
Never.
You know?
Never. They take it seriously. Now, let me ask you this. Give me, just make up a percentage in your head from 0 to 100 that there will be a work stoppage in 2027.
I would say, I think I'm at the side of 70%. I think there is a work stoppage.
That there will be?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't think Rob Manfred makes a comment like this unless he's trying to prepare you for what's going to happen. Like, oh, remember when we talked about this could be a good thing. We could work it out. How much baseball are we missing, Rob? Because you guys can't get your act together and you guys can't sit down. Like, you know, we have the collective bargaining agreement and coming up in, what, 2027? Is that when it ends? It's 2025. Why aren't you?
It ends in 2026.
It ends at the end of 20. Why aren't you working on this last year? Like, getting on top of things. Like, okay, what are the sticking points for you guys? These five things. Okay, we'll agree to two of them, but we're getting the other three. No, we don't want that. Then you got to come to some sort of healthy agreement. Mm-hmm. It can't be one-sided. And I think with Major League Baseball, it has been very one-sided for the players. But the owners allowed this to happen, in my opinion. So I just can't get away from it.
Absolutely. I think, Jeremy, you went. What was your percentage?
I said 70.
Ooh.
I think we have a work stoppage.
I was going to go 40.
Well, you thought you were
wow.
You thought you were high, and then you saw me.
I hope you are high with that response. But yeah, I was going to go 40.
I'm not happy about that. It's not like I'm saying I want that to happen, but like, I don't know why Rob Manfred brings that up. Like, that's such a weird thing to say for it to get out there. And now, of course, Tony's going to answer back, like, what are you talking about? Because that's stupid. How could, and again, like, could they come to an agreement and like everything works out and it's better in the future? Sure. But that doesn't mean the work stoppage was a good thing. You guys could have negotiated this stuff a long time ago. This is what we dealt with in COVID, with how much the players would get paid on a shortened season. Mm-hmm. And they were fighting over this nonsense. It's like, get your act together. You guys, you're fighting over scraps when this is a $1 billion industry.
Some of the players wanted a full salary?
For the whole year. That's ridiculous. But also, Major League Baseball, you got to understand, like, with some of the things that went on, there has to be some sort of healthy agreement for them to come back now. Especially because no matter what you thought about COVID, something had to happen regarding the rules in place. Remember, Blake Snell said, man, I don't want to get that Rona while he's playing video games. As soon as they offered him a contract and he saw how much money he was making, he was there.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a negotiating ploy.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
By the way, I didn't get to mention this last segment. I should have in the Daily Line. I told you, I think I saw the worst beat. One of the worst beats I've ever seen in my entire life last night.
What was that?
West Virginia was playing Cincinnati. West Virginia's up 9. The spread is 3.5. There's 9 seconds left to go in the game. Cincinnati misses a 3, gets the rebound, hits a 3, steals the inbound ball, throws the ball to that same shooter who sidesteps and takes this off-balance 3, and it goes in. That's 6 points.
Wow. And how long?
There were 9 seconds left to go in the game. And they even fouled him, and I think he missed the free throw when they were up 3 to make it. So then the clock runs out. You know, they throw up some cockamamie shot that doesn't go in. You know, like, but this is something where, like, your heart would have been broken had you bet. Like, you're elated if you're a Cincinnati bettor, which there weren't many. But the West Virginia people, you have to be kicking yourself. And I'm sure that I didn't see it, but I'm sure Scott Van Pelt had it as one of the worst beats you could possibly see. Like, an epic bad beat. So anyway, I just wanted to make sure I threw that out there because I forgot to mention the last segment.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I got this, Jeremy. I'm going to share this one with you.
Mm-hmm.
This would probably, I don't think it's a dad joke. If you love someone, set them free. If they come back, it means nobody else liked them. Set them free again.
That's so good. That's so good.
Nobody likes you.
Well, that's kind of, I mean, look, those are these dad jokes that we do. I have people that send me emails all the time asking or messages like, where do you get your jokes from? And I get them from a bunch of different sources, but a lot of times it's just on Twitter. You can search funny dad jokes or dad jokes and find a bunch of these because I know some people want to go back and look for them or don't remember them after like you hear them in rapid fire. You're like, what was that one joke?
Yeah.
But yeah,
it seemed to be as like I tell people all the time now. I say Jeremy's the bad dad joke guy because I get them all now. Mm-hmm. You know, so I got a dad joke for you. No, that's Jeremy.
Oh, I here. Well, let me see.
That's
what
Jeremy.
I had somebody. I'll read this one now. Somebody. Oh, Chris Robertson just sent us sent me this, and it's. I'll give you this one. Hooker farts are just little prostitutes. I like that. That's bad, but it's also good. Aha, because a prostitute. You get it? Does it make it worse or better when
I
do this?
Yeah, it makes it worse. It makes it worse. Why the separation between your index?
A little toot.
A little toot. And your thumb.
I was just, I was showing somebody something else.
That's what it was?
Yeah. This big.
Did we already give away the Metallica tickets, Joe?
Oh, wait. They're waiting. We did. No, there's...
We're doing it right now?
There might be another one coming up, but I don't think we're... It's the second to last segment, and it's like, are we giving away tickets?
Well, we said, did we earlier?
Like, we did, but like, you're supposed to be the surprise if we're doing it again in a second. No. So now I'm going to have everybody call me.
Oh, you didn't realize we were doing it twice.
I was wondering if we had a winner from earlier.
His name is Chuck Hess.
Yeah, see, I did.
I was going to have us do them both at the same time after we got the next one.
I'm not a mind reader.
Are we going to have Sebastian Maniscalco also say, hey, look at me, call in today and win tickets to see me?
So are you Italian? Russian? Or, yeah, what are you doing right now?
Russian?
That's not Russian.
How did you hear Russian?
I heard Russian.
Look at me.
Look at me.
Yeah, no, you sound Russian.
No, see, you threw a little extra.
That was not Italian.
Russian would be like, look at me.
Okay. Show has the encore. Come on, you don't want to miss it. Also, our Black History Moment of the Day on the Fan.
Get out of here.
I would throw up not because of the drunk. I would throw up because you made me drink Crown Apple.
It doesn't.
What made you choose that?
It's just something that we would like. My friends and I, when we were doing shots, and we are like college kids. We'll do 10 shots in a sitting, or at least I used to. I don't drink much anymore. But fact of the matter is, it would always be some sort of flavored whiskey or flavored whatever that people that would satisfy the whole room. You know what I mean?
Well, at the whiskey tasting last night at Missoni's, they had a pancake and bacon flavored bourbon.
Did you try it?
I said, no, thank you. He said, well, what flavor do you like? I said,
Bourbon
flavored bourbon.
Yeah, look.
I don't want that.
A lot of these things that people try, like when the peanut butter whiskey came out, it was interesting. But after you drink it enough, you're like, yeah, I'm good with that. I don't need any more. But people loved it. I mean, same thing with Fireball and cinnamon whiskey.
You know how there's some things that you know before you do it, you're not going to enjoy, so you just skip it?
I try to, but if people are buying drinks, I'm always going to drink.
No, I'm talking about in general, life. You just skip it. That's me with alcohol. I know, but I'm the guy that when friends are around, they say, I'm going to do some bomb. I'm buying bombs. It's eight of us. Give me 7 bombs and a tequila. Because they know I ain't drinking it.
I get it.
I'm not drinking it.
That's something you don't like. Like, you know, and it's not, it doesn't fit your flavor profile.
I like that. Can I take that? Can I have that?
Yes.
What flavor Rob, you want bourbon this? Do you no, like? It does not fit my flavor profile.
It sounds so classic.
It sounds less of being an a-hole.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? Yeah, if somebody's like, what is your flavor profile? Well, if you don't know, I'm not going to tell you. I mean,
and that's the encore for the day. What you got over there, Ed?
Yeah, the encore. It's brought to you by Lion's Den. Sexy, sexy, sexy. Do it. Do it again.
Can I do that or no? Like, do they like that? I mean, they probably prefer Ed, but I did want to get a mention for Lion's Den.
Anything can be a dildo if you're brave enough.
That's a true story.
You just gotta have confidence. Ha cha 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 cha.
Let's go to Joe at Woodbury. Go ahead and follow that up, Joe.
Hey, y'all so right about that. Set them free, and if they go out there and they come back, nobody else wants them, just like in free agency. But by y'all talking about baseball, I think as a kid, what drew me to baseball was defense. I mean, I know about grand slams, walk-off home runs and grand slams and all that. But defense is the most exciting thing to me about baseball. And I don't know if y'all ever seen the play where the guy ran up the wall, did a 180, turned around and caught the ball. It looked like it was like 5 feet above it.
Is that Bo Jackson?
I don't know who it was. But the most exciting baseball play you'll never see in real baseball because it was in Major League. I called it the bunt and run. Remember when Wesley Snipes was on second and the guy, what's his name, Shepard, actually bunted. And Wesley scored all the way from second on that bunt. That's the most exciting play to me because I get a tear when I every time I see that.
See, you're confusing me, Joe. You're confusing me, man. You said defense was the most exciting play. Now you're talking about some fictitious play by Wesley Snipes.
Well, hold on. He's not wrong, though. That was Jake at the plate when he laid down the bunt after pointing to the wall. Remember, I talked about how Mark Andrews looked like Jake running after he catch a pass? Yeah, his arms. Yeah. We all get older and get slower, but.
Mark Andrews is not that old.
I mean, for football terms, I think you are.
He's not slow.
I know he's not slow, but comparatively speaking, when he's running next time, you see Isaiah Likely doing what he's doing. You're like, yeah, he's slow. He's very fast. He's very fast.
Oh, my gosh. Isaiah Likely is a problem, man.
That guy's
a problem.
You know, you were asking earlier, like, what's the first thing you got to do? I mean, you can pick a lot of different things. I think locking that guy up is imperative.
You know how many guys you have on this team that you can label generational talents?
Yeah.
Lamar.
Derrick Henry.
Zay.
Yeah.
Likely. On the defensive side.
Kyle Hamilton. I mean, look, maybe he's not that guy anymore, but Roquan was a generational talent.
Roquan, the rookie corner.
Wiggins?
Wiggins. I think Wiggins is a generational talent. I mean,
we're going to see more from him, but like I would put Matt Ibike in there as
Matt
well.
Matt Ibike? When he was younger, Marlon Humphrey.
We were talking. It's so funny. We were very talking about underrated. It before the show. Yeah. And how, like that punch out in Pittsburgh to save the game.
Yeah, I mean, they got some athletic freaks on this football team.
Mm.
Now it's time for our Black History Moment. Today, boys and girls, I'm going to tell you about Gladys West. She's an American mathematician. She is known for her contributions to mathematical modeling of the shape of the Earth, Jeremy, and her work on the development of satellite, how do we say that? Geodesy.
Yes.
Models that were later incorporated into the Global Positioning System. You know it as GPS. West was inducted into the United States Air Force Hall of Fame in 2018. West was awarded a Webby Lifetime Achievement Award for the development of satellite geodesy models. In 1958, West was hired to work at the Naval Proving Ground in Dahlgren, Virginia, known as the Naval Surface Warfare Center. Here she was the second black woman ever hired and the only of four black employees. West was a computer programmer in the Dahlgren division and a project manager for processing systems for satellite data analysis. Concurrently, West earned a master's degree in public administration from the University of Oklahoma. In the early 1960s, West participated in an award-winning study that proved the regularity of Pluto's motion relative to Neptune. Subsequently, West began to analyze satellite multimeter data for NASA's Earth orbiting program to create models of the Earth's shape. She became project manager of the CSAT data project, the first satellite that would remotely sense oceans. So you see how her career transformed to get to the point where she basically helped make the GPS.
That's crazy, man.
The GPS. She's still living. She's 94 years old. She's still living. Now time for you, ladies and gentlemen, our Black History Moment, Gladys West. Now time for you to find out what we learned today. Today is National Love Your Pet Day. What you got going on over there, Jeremy?
I love my pets.
I know you do.
All right, you want some jokes? How about this one? What food weighs less than 2 tons? Wonton. My buddy asked if I wanted to become members of the Booger Free Clear Nose Club. I said, sign us up. How does the moon cuts its hair? Cuts its hair. Cut its hair. Jesus, I can't speak.
How?
Eclipse it.
Ah.
You might like this. I asked my teacher how to bring up my grade. She said, spell way. I said, W-A-Y. She said, you forgot the F. I said, there's no F in way. She said, exactly. You're not bringing your grade up. I can tolerate algebra, maybe even calculus, but geometry, that's where I draw the line. And I'll leave you with this one. I've been working in a bicycle factory for 2 weeks. They've already made me the spokesperson.
Oh, I like that. Oh, man, I want to say happy birthday to my late Aunt San. She was a second mom to me. Died in 2019.
Happy birthday.
I love you, and I miss you every day. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Thursday.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.